This is Capital Insider, connecting Oklahoma politics, policy, and people. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, with just a few days left in the regular session, budget negotiations have hit an impasse, and both sides are pointing fingers. Give us a TikTok for the week that has led us to this point.
Well, it has been a busy week talking about ideas designed to raise revenue. On Monday, we saw the Senate come out with its own plan. Of course, revenue-raising measures have to start in the House. So they took a House bill, removed all the language from it, and put their own $510 million plan into that. That went to the Senate floor, and it was passed 36-10, and they sent it over to the House. But the House indicated that they would not hear it, in part out of concerns of the requirement that revenue-raising measures do begin in the House. On Tuesday, then, we saw the tenor change, where we saw Governor Mary Fallon, House Speaker Charles McCall, Senate President Pro Tem Mike Scholz announce a plan of their own, designed to generate about $342.7 million from the cigarette tax, the motor fuel tax, and a reduction of the gross production discount rate from 36 months down to 18 months. But earlier in the day, we had heard from House Minority Leader Scott Inman expressing opposition to this plan, saying that he and his caucus opposed it because of the increase in the motor fuel tax in particular, and the fact that it did not adjust the gross production tax rate itself. That bill went to the floor Tuesday evening, where it failed. Then on Wednesday, we began the five-way discussions with the governor, the House and Senate Republican leaders, and House Minority Leader Inman, as well as Senate Minority Leader John Sparks. It appeared that maybe a deal was in the offering late Wednesday night. But on Thursday, we saw confusion. Something had fallen apart. And House Minority Leader Scott Inman again went to the podium to say that a deal he had been promised had fallen apart, that being increasing that gross production discount rate to 5%.
Sean, revenue-generating measures cannot be considered in the last 5 days of the session. So what has to happen for the legislature to pass revenue bills by the required adjournment on May 26th?
It seems likely that a special session will have to be called. In order to move a bill, it takes a minimum of 3 to 5 days. And to get that done before they enter the last 5 days of the legislative session seems practically impossible. They are prohibited by the Constitution from passing revenue-raising measures in regular session during those last 5 days. If they called a concurrent special session, they would be able to do just that, sort of despite of the Constitution. In talking to some members, however, there's what you might call revenue and budget fatigue. They've been working on this for many weeks. We've seen many budget plans just this week alone, and it seems likely that they may consider coming back in June when everybody's a little more rested and prepared to make some deals.
Why has it taken legislative leaders so long to get around to seriously addressing the $878 million budget hole?
I think they thought it was going to be easier than it has actually proven to be. I think it was simply much more difficult to get the votes needed. Keep in mind, to raise a tax, you need a three-quarters vote in the House and a three-quarters vote in the Senate, and they've been far from reaching those numbers.
This is a dire situation that has state agencies, higher education, really wondering what's going to happen to their future.
That's exactly right, because at this point in the discussions, we haven't talked about that part of the equation. We've talked about the revenue side and have yet to come to an agreement on how to fill the $878 million hole. But once you do that, you then have to decide how to spend that money. And while there's been talk of holding education harmless and perhaps a few other agencies who are in desperate need of money, as you mentioned, such as the Department of Corrections, the Department of Human Services, and a few others, there's been no talk of what will happen to the other agencies. Will they stay flat or will they see cuts? There's a lot of questions running through all the agencies across the state.
All right. That's Capital Insider, eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And you can hear us on KGOU.org and on iTunes. Until next time, I'm Dick Pryor.